your motherfuckers on.
My homeboys say I'm thug out.
Back in the barbershop.
It's been a minute.
I grew up
with Swaven. My little V.
You know what it is? We got a guest in the house. She ain't here right now. She outside getting high as a kite. Mm-hmm. And she's already bent. So if you hear a random woman start talking reckless, that'll be my homegirl Chrissy, who's a special guest tonight. Shout out to Sakari, who's supposed to be here. But he wrote a new chapter in the excuse book. Just getting mad thick, so
pause.
No, yeah, I guess we gotta pause that. But the author of the excuse book, Sakari. But this episode is dedicated to Ghostface Killah, Tony Starks, the Wally B Champ. Well, he got mad names. I can't even think of the other shit though. But he got a few. Who I think is one of the best to ever do it. My personal favorite MC. Not saying he's the best, lyrically the best, but my personal favorite.
Oh yeah, man.
My personal favorite.
Ghost, that's the thing.
He's a trendsetter. Mm-hmm. People be copying shit from Ghost that sometimes you don't realize it, whatever, but some people be stealing little bits and pieces from the way he does shit, or the way he talk, or the way he dresses, or just little shit.
You know how people be saying, you know, Ja did that Thug R&B shit?
Yeah.
Ghost, first, going back to that Jodeci remix.
Yeah, the Wu. The Wu was one of them groups where it's like, they had so many stars, you couldn't tell who was going to be the biggest star, because everybody thought it was going to be Meth. And Ghost actually probably has the best catalog out of everybody, solo-wise.
Mm-hmm.
He's the most consistent. Meth was looked at early as a star, and he probably has one of the worst catalogs as a solo artist.
Meth dropped the ball, yo.
Yeah, he dropped the ball a couple times. Meth has two good albums. Meth has one classic and one good album.
No, 20-something career.
Yeah, exactly. Then he has two albums that suck ass. And then he got those, if you want to count the Meth Lab shits as albums, then that's four. But I kind of look at those, they're like compilation
types. I don't count those at all.
Yeah.
They don't even exist to me.
Yeah, those things right there, I'm not sure if he's even counting the albums himself. Whatever it is. But his name is on like his album. But either way, they don't live up to the potential, because he always has a glimpse where you can remember, oh, he's fired.
Right.
He just don't do
for,
it
for a long time.
Yeah.
Right.
But we know he can get busy if he wants to.
And the thing is, besides Jay and LL,
right,
Ghost should be up there as far as like staying relevant in each era. You know what I mean? Because like me personally, I started out bumping Ghost's albums at Fisker. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I remember you told me that.
Yeah.
So a lot of times your introduction plays a part in how you receive the music, or how you view the artist, because right, that's your first introduction to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mine's Iron Man.
Right.
Well, my Cuban Links, if you want to be technical.
Word.
You know what I mean? So yeah, so you've seen it from a different perspective.
Yeah, and I seen like, because I was always a fan of Wu, but I'm saying being an adult is different. You know
yeah, and if you love 36 Chambers like I do,
hell yeah,
you could never guess, though, that Ghost would be a star.
Nah, because Ghost is barely...
He's the background. Yeah, he's barely a figure on that album.
Word, because I know he got the first verse on the album.
Yep.
The Bring the Ruckus.
Yep.
Ghost Face, Catch a Glass on my Height first. My Glock burst.
It didn't hurt. I did worse.
That's come it. Rough. And tough he like an elephant. Tough.
But you still forget him after a while. He's not He's not a standout at all.
And he said that, fly like Egyptian monk. No, who said it? Ray said that, right? Fly like Egyptian monk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what made
but me. But also, rough. If I'm not mistaken, I think Ghost has the last verse too. Right?
And Bring the Ruckus?
Oh, no, on the album.
Oh, well, what Tears. Song we talk? Oh, yeah.
His last verse.
Tears, matter of fact.
Which is my favorite.
I brought that up, yo.
What?
Because Tears, that's the first glimpse we see of Ghost storytelling.
Yeah.
That and Can It Be So Simple.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
So it's like, if you think about it, he opens and closes out.
Word. And that verse
is my
dope.
Favorite joint on it.
Yeah. Tears verse is dope, yo. You know what I'm saying?
And I remember hearing that when Protect Your Neck first came out.
Mm-hmm.
On the original, on the original 12-inch,
yeah.
Tears was the B side.
Yeah, that beat is crazy.
Back then, it's called After the Laughter.
Yeah, joint is crazy.
Then like, there's only a few copies of that, because then it turned, then they changed the B-side.
Yeah, there's two different versions of Protect Your Neck. And then there's, I think Method Man's on the B-side, the one of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the one that became more popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that has Method Man's B-side.
Word. So yeah, man, Ghost. Where you want to start at?
Right from the gate, like, well, solo-wise.
I am Iron not Man. Cubelings.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, it depends, because really, technically, we'll say Cubelings.
Yeah.
Because it's even Ray said it. Said, this is our album.
Mm. So yeah, I would start there, too, man.
Yeah, because if you think about it, right, he's such a big part of it, not just because he's on the album cover, but the album cover just lets you know. Mm-hmm. That he's a big part of it.
Word.
Oh, yo. Because you've never seen nobody get billed like that before.
Nah.
So with on the front co-star. And then saying co-star.
Yeah.
You've never seen that. So I'm like, oh, shit, okay. Nah.
And they wasn't then, even technically a duo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And he made sure to say, yo, I'm going to put you on the cover and you're getting credit.
Word.
Your name is on it. So that lets you know what's going on. Plus, if you think about it, if you go back to Cuban Links and you take Ghost off everything, it's a whole different album. Like, he played a big part where he makes the album.
Ghost.
He's a part of it. He's a good half of it.
Ghost brought the emotion, make you feel it. Like that, I always love the Striving Perfection.
Oh, when they talking in the beginning?
Yeah. I gotta play that.
Because it sounds natural. Like, it sounds like they was really having that conversation.
Word.
He said, like, yeah.
His windows got shot.
Yeah, like, he was like, he's telling a real, like, this happened, he's feeling some type of way.
Yeah.
Like, he said, basically saying, yo, we ain't got no choice but to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just gotta work.
Yeah, Cuban Links, like, that's the hustling album right there.
Yeah, like that's why he says, only, you know what I'm saying, it's like only built for, because like Ray said, only certain people was going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people didn't get it until later on. A lot of people was late to that shit.
Word.
Because that shit was like, it's a platinum album, but it was like platinum like
years and
10 years later or some shit. Like, it didn't take off.
Yeah, like Illmatic, same thing.
Yeah, it was platinum, 15 years later or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was early in the 2000s when Illmatic and Platinum.
Word. Yeah, it was like 2002.
I think it was around, yeah, I was going to say, it was around the time that they had their beef.
Yeah.
It was around the time of Ether and all that shit. Mm-hmm. It was around the time of Stillmatic. It was around that time, Illmatic went Platinum. So you figure that's a decade and two.
No, Cuban Links just went gold, right?
No, it just went Platinum.
No, I think it was gold.
When? Like recently?
Yeah. It just went, not recent reason, but like 10 years ago.
Yeah. I thought
now it was platinum.
Now it's platinum?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know you finally got a plaque for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, you're just not getting a plaque. Like, that's crazy, because a lot of those albums went faster, like, back then. Like, even who got a plaque? Meth got a plaque right away, like, within mm-hmm. a year. And, was it Genius? Who else? There's two people who had platinum plaques back then. And then everybody else had gold. Yeah, everybody else was gold out the gate. But Meth was the first. He had a platinum plaque like within a year. Dirty
solo?
Was gold. Dirty was
ODB,
gold.
Yes. Solo?
Yeah, solo. Dirty was gold.
See, Meth, I love that
boy. Meth was the first platinum. The
his
first
vocab
platinum.
Is fucking crazy, period.
But his catalog.
He was one of the best out of Wu-Tang.
But he's still one of the best as an MC. It's just that he makes bad album choices. But he's still one of the best.
Yeah.
He's still one of the best, though, he is.
Yes.
Meth could do this effortlessly.
Word.
He does this effortlessly. You see them glimpses.
Who you say?
Meth. We talking about Meth.
Oh, okay.
You seen the what's that joint?
Black Thought joint?
Nah.
The other Sway joint?
The one with the Havoc joint we talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Kill that.
Oh, yeah.
Kill that shit.
He actually did good with Biggie, too. What was that song?
On the what?
He did with Biggie.
Yeah, fuck the world, yeah, don't
the,
match
yeah. The original, I like the original version better because they seem like they was more just going back and forth.
It was more intense.
Yeah, it sounded like they was really, really trying to outdo each other. But it's like, open it. It's like going.
Okay. You don't know what to get. Huh?
I know.
But now it's like, Iron Man, though, is to me, overall, is a better album.
That's the change in the Wu sample. Matter of fact,
yeah.
The
less samples. And shit.
Yeah.
Like, that was more of the.
Well, no. I wouldn't even say less samples.
It's definitely less
it's
samples.
It's more soulful.
Yeah. And
it's not
and
as,
the samples are not like, they're not as obvious.
It's not as dark as the rest of the Wu.
And it's not as obvious that they're samples. Like, a lot of stuff you can tell, Cuba Links, like, that's just a loop of certain things. Certain things
on
Iron Man.
Links?
Yeah. Like Rainy Days.
Yeah.
Ice Cream. A lot of those are
yeah,
pretty much loops.
Word.
But Iron Man was that sound like you could see the beginning of Bobby Digital.
Yeah, like
towards
like,
the end of
like
that
Marvel.
See, yeah, like Marvel.
Black Jesus.
Yeah, Black Jesus after smoke clears.
Like
all that shit. It's like that's where you could tell like okay, he was starting to try Ghost. To play. He was doing his own thing, mixed in with the samples. Like, my he was favorite instruments.
Yo, my favorite joints on there though. Fish.
Fish is my favorite Ghost song of all time.
Hell yeah.
Murder that shit. But, oh, no, actually, all three of them murder that shit.
Hell yeah. When all three of them. This thing, motherfucker, I'm going to do mine.
Cap was going crazy on the album.
Let's not give Cap too much. But nah, he was killing on the album.
He was killing it. That's why I said, like you said, when like Ghost did the same thing, passed it down by putting him on the cover.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the first time you've seen three people on the cover when it's supposed to be a solo album.
Word.
Like, they're on there and their name credited to it.
All of them, yeah.
So I was like, yeah, that's my favorite out of that round.
Low key, yo, Ghost is some of the most foul shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, remember on Daytona 500? Well,
you gotta give me an example. What? Like, get most foul something shit? From him. That is the most foul shit.
Foul shit? How that verse go? It's been a minute. You know, like, when you haven't heard a joint in a minute, that shit just... But he said, I slap box with Jesus, lick shots with Joseph. Like now since I got knowledge itself though, I'm not offended by it no more. You know,
right?
What I mean?
Right. Some people, religious, do be flipping out.
Yo, you got the devil in you. Nah, it's just calm down.
But that whole yo man, he said
pissing out the window on Turnpike. It's crazy.
Yeah, like Ghost has been a master. Of phrases.
Word.
Like he would say something. It's not because it's a hard bar. It's just because it sounds ill.
Raps is like ZD.
Yeah, that shit had me fucked up because I was like, yo, that. How's he making some shit sound ill that really is not that ill?
Word.
But like the way he makes it, like.
Yeah.
But when he explained the shit about how Supreme Clientele was made, it's okay.
Yeah.
I give you that.
I'm just talking to be talking, right. But it sounds
basically
good.
Like, yo. Let's say some fly shit.
Yeah, that's why I think Sean P got that whole. Matter of fact, he did say Supreme Clientele.
Yeah, he says Supreme Clientele is his favorite album of all time.
It's like how he said, I rap about nothing that sound like something.
Yeah, yo, when I saw the interview, that was so ill to me to see him say that though.
Yeah.
Like every rap album, Supreme Clientele is your favorite.
Yeah. Which one are you talking about? The one where he's talking about the time when he met ODB at the rap convention.
Was that a video? Interview?
Yeah, it was like, okay, it was half video interview, half concert.
No, okay, no. The one I saw was, it was in a magazine. I don't remember what magazine it was in. It was way back.
Yeah.
And he said, he was talking about, what do you listen to? This and that. He said, I play Supreme Clientele all the time. It's my favorite rap album ever made.
Word.
And I was just like, that was an ill thing to say. Just like when M came out of time, he said that his favorite MC all the time is Redman. Mm. I was like, oh, shit. Like, it's just something you don't expect to say to all the people. So when he says Supreme Clientele, everything in the planet, I was like, oh, okay. So that's why, because you think about it, that's what Sean Price does. There's not really much content.
No.
It's just bars. Word. I'm rapping some shit that sounds ill because I can put words together.
Word.
And he's the best
at that. He got the personality.
Yeah, he's one of the best at saying
like,
shit.
Remember when Ghost said on, what was it, Against the Grain? Where he was like, I spilled ketchup on the Queen of England's dress. Nah, he said, what you say?
No, he said something about the queen eating a Whopper.
Yeah.
He said some ill shit.
He's like breast fucking Pamela Lee.
Yeah, he said some ill shit. He got a thing for her because he mentioned her like three times before.
Yeah.
At least three different times.
Oh, nah, you know it was another ill joint. Remember Big Girl or Fish Girl?
Yeah.
He said accident, they buff healthy. They looked at me and then they did.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like you go back and just look at
lyrically,
he's saying some outrageous shit.
Oh, we got to talk about it now, yo.
What's that?
Yo, you know where I'm going.
When it's about ghosts, I don't know, because it could be all types of wild shit.
You know, it's like how they explain ghosts. Now you see me, it was like you got. Remember on the 36 Chamber skit, when Meth was breaking down all that? He said ghosts is what? Pathological thinking.
No, that's you got.
Nah,
he said ghosts is nice, even now you don't.
Yeah, exactly. Ghosts hit you from different angles.
Yeah,
like remember... Project. We can finally talk about it. We've been saying we was going to talk about it, never talk about it.
Oh, yeah, Project, the Project verse.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy because I hate that song. But it's just, it's entertaining. The verse is entertaining.
Ghost.
It's entertaining, but I don't like the song.
Ghost gave me, that was like statutory rape when I heard that.
Yeah, he said, and it's crazy because that's the second disc.
Yeah.
So that's where in the beginning, like, that's after RZA says all that. All
that positive shit.
Yeah. Remember, that's the Discord where RZA says, oh,
you don't have to go to
school. Yeah.
Fuck summer school. You can get all your education from this double CD. So,
yeah, did you hear Ghost first, though?
Yeah.
Like, when you said that shit?
So I'm fucking pregnant.
Well, you know, Ghost got quotable for Impossible.
Yeah, that yo, that verse right there.
He got hip hop quotable for that.
Oh yeah, that verse, the way he described it, yo.
Yeah, it was detailed. It was like super detailed story.
Word.
Spit it.
You never heard Wu Tang Forever?
Nah.
Yeah, right.
If it's so memorizing, then spit it. Spit a little verse.
This we got
it.
Dozens and dozens, yeah, and, dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of rhymes.
Anything.
Yeah, but this is a podcast where we discuss this shit. We don't sit here and just rhyme everything we like.
God.
That would be karaoke.
You don't like it.
Yeah, no, you're right, because I don't like it.
You'll remember
that would be karaoke. I don't remember it word for word. I don't.
It's not don't. Karaoke.
But
it's
karaoke.
Better than some fucking gay ass karaoke.
If we just sit here and take turns saying all our favorite verses of hip hop, that's karaoke.
Just like a couple lines.
You just said that to him 5 minutes ago, same thing. So every time we say a verse is ill, if you don't know it, you're going to tell us to spit it because you don't know it.
Go back and check it out.
Hey, listen. Listen.
Shit that I knew from
listen,
Ghetto Boys.
Listen.
You should just pop right off your
listen,
head.
Listen, don't fault.
If it's so good.
Listen, don't fault us for not repeating something to you. Fault yourself for not knowing it. Fault yourself for not knowing it.
I'll look it up.
I get some paper for
but
you.
But I'm saying, I'll do my homework.
You might want to take some notes.
If you love them so much, why can't you just...
Because it's 10,000 things. You got to memorize everything that we love. We don't memorize it like that.
Oh, my God. It's simple. One little thing. Just
it's not one little thing.
That you think that could capture someone's mind.
It's not... Listen, okay, listen. This is not a verse about a bar. It's a whole story he tells.
Yeah, yo.
It's a story he tells. So I can't just give you a little piece. It won't make sense.
And not only that...
It's a whole story
he
tells. No, it won't. It's a story.
There should be a piece that stands out in the whole verse.
Yeah, but you're
that should
say,
make you remember it
no,
and say,
you're
oh, yeah,
say,
this, that,
no,
that.
When you hear
just
it,
like
when you hear
you.
It, you're going to say, what is he talking about? That's what you're going to say, because you don't know the story. He's telling a
it
story from beginning
leave
to end.
That person.
Listen. Okay, listen.
Come
hold on. Let me give you an example. If I go in there right now and put a movie on, and I only show you 5 minutes of the movie in the middle, you're going to be like, what the fuck is this movie about? Right?
You're thinking of it.
No, it's the same thing. You're going to say, hey, this is
dope
5 minutes,
not
but what
wrong.
The fuck is the movie about?
And another thing, the way I spit it, you're not going to feel it.
There you go.
How would you know you're prejudging me and how me or somebody else would take it?
Okay,
other people would accept some stuff while others won't.
Listen, let me give you an example. Pac, right? Let's talk about Pac real quick. Dear Mama is a song that people love.
Yeah.
Like me included, right? Mm-hmm. And it's because we feel it. If I would sit here and say the whole shit to you, you ain't going to feel it the same way Pac said that shit.
No.
You're not going to feel it. It's because it's coming from his heart. How you feel it because he's saying it.
Then
so me reciting it doesn't mean shit. You got to hear the man saying it. Just like if you write a song, I can't recite it as good as you because it's from your heart. It's you
wrote that shit. Because you wouldn't know my flow, my cadence, everything.
Right. And what you mean.
Fine.
And the meaning behind it. And the feeling.
You know
wait,
this.
Listen. And the feeling behind that shit.
Yes.
See what I'm saying? I can't give you the feeling behind what Ghost is feeling when he projects that because that's his mind.
That's what makes it so ill.
That's what makes it ill. If you gave somebody else to say, put it this way. Even if Nas said that same verse, it wouldn't be as dope. It's because
I'll give you one Ghost then.
Yeah.
But don't actually spit no lines like this.
Right.
All
right. Right.
You're good. I love you. Go.
Picture. He was like.
I should just play the whole shit for him.
Wait.
Should just play it.
Oh yeah. Forgot. Fuck it. We can play it now.
Right. I should just play the song.
He was like. Catching flashbacks when I was young. Whoever thought I'd have a baby girl and 3 sons.
What?
Family ain't family no more. We used to. We used to eat grits, boiled eggs, because we was poor. 7 o'clock, picking roaches out the cereal box.
Mm-hmm.
We shared the same spoon watching Saturday cartoons.
And
sugar water was our thing. We said cheap meals was no frills.
Fuck, yeah, I can't remember the rest of it.
Yeah. But this is the illest part. He said, picture us, 15 of us in a one-bedroom apartment, roaches everywhere. Cousins and aunts was there. He said, 2 at the foot, 3 at the head. I didn't like to sleep with John. He peed the bags.
See, you never heard that song.
And
now?
You're sitting here telling me people won't get that.
No,
when I just
feel it.
Felt that in me. People that actually went through shit like that would get that. Don't sit there and underestimate. I didn't say you won't get it. I said you won't feel the same.
Yeah, all right, you listen. No, you're not. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna play the record for you now. I'm going to play the record for you. You tell me if it's the exact same.
But it's the same as. Fucking, I sit alone in my four corner room.
No, series. You stuck on
yes,
that stuff.
Yes, it is. Yo, that shit. Listen. Every time I hear listen, that shit, I'm listen, like, what?
I'm gonna tell you right now. Hold on. I'm gonna tell you right now. That song is one of my favorite songs of all time. My mind's playing tricks on me, right?
Damn, it feels
right. But listen. When you say it just now, I don't feel it the same as when Scarface says it.
Not at all. Because he has that. He knows.
Exactly, though.
But he's spitting it in a way that, like, he has his own shit.
Yeah.
I can't sit here and hijack his shit.
That's why I said I don't.
But
I
that's
don't,
what I'm saying. When he spit that shit, I feel it. Not as good as I'll probably feel when I listen to the original, but I still feel it. I understood what he was saying.
That was the only point I was trying to make.
It's
always interesting when a motherfucker circle back around and then help you prove your own point. That's what I was trying to say. You're going to feel it, but not the same.
You're right.
He said it. Right. But when Ghost says it, Ghost said that. Right.
That's like, a part of the ill thing about Ghost is emotions, yo.
Yes. That's what makes him one of the best.
That's why I love him.
I'm sorry, I know his lyrics are probably good,
but it's his delivery to me that I don't like.
No, but that's fine.
And that's fine
because everybody doesn't like the same thing.
Yeah.
Like some people think Eminem is one of the best. I don't.
Die.
But I like him.
Yeah.
I like him.
Okay.
But people say he's a GOAT. He's not a GOAT.
No, I can't. If I can't play, I don't even fuck with him. I will not be blasting the fucking Eminem record ever. But you say he can rap.
You can rap. Like MGK said, he stays in the house and just reads the dictionary all day, bitch.
Okay, you can rap. Okay, but that's what this is. This is rap.
When you listen to his shit, who really wants to listen to his shit when they want to listen to shit they can actually relate to and go through on a daily fuck them whole?
Because a lot of our favorites we can't relate to.
That. Yeah, you can.
Not everybody, I'm saying.
We were just talking about Sean P.
He's not saying that we can relate to. We just like he can rap. Some people, you just want to hear rap. Like, you can't relate to a Canvas song, but he can rhyme. So it's like, let me hear bars.
And just some that
people,
first off.
Some people are here just to rap because they have a skill for putting words together.
It's like a lot of underground.
Then you got people
moves,
like Pac. And them that have music you relate to. There's two separate things.
It's like you got a lot of underground dudes. They don't be saying shit.
Yeah.
And they just got a technical skill.
They have a skill.
But I can't feel them though.
Right.
And I don't want to hear that all the time.
Like Bass.
The best
I'm
what?
I'm sorry.
What? Battle rappers?
Or better than some bitch ass Eminem? Because I'm tired of people sitting here saying Eminem's the best.
Okay, but listen, without having to sit here and talk about battered women, he destroyed people's characters in battle. Well, listen, you can't never compare battle rappers to
he
industry.
Goes, no, because he's trying.
Because no, because have you ever heard Lotus Lux mixtape? His music's whack.
No.
His music's terrible.
Yo, oh,
you like Lil Lux?
Oh
no.
My
as music
God.
Wise,
no. Yo.
Most of, yo,
that's
the thing.
Kills in the battle. Yo, it is corny.
Yo, it's like,
take
Papoose, for example.
Mm.
Papoose.
I like him.
You know, not, but I like
he's not Papoose. As good as Remy.
No, listen.
No offense.
No, I like Remy. But the thing is, yo, Papoose back in the day, 10 years ago, wasn't that good of a songwriter as he is now.
Yeah, he learned, yeah.
He didn't know how to write a song. You know what I mean?
I disagree.
Some dudes can rap, but they can't write a song.
I disagree. I think he rapped better back then than he does now.
Wait, what's your back then to you? What does back then mean to you? 5 years ago? Ten years ago?
He was writing to Step in the Name of Love. R. Kelly shit.
Wait, because you know that
Papoose, back then,
you know that Papoose's been around since the 90s, right?
Oh, come on. Like, he doesn't rap as good as fucking Remy, and they showed
wait,
it. They
hold
had
on, wait,
both
no.
side to side, and
no.
he was not
wait,
spitting as
did
good
you
as
hear,
her.
Yo, you don't understand. One, listen,
on.
One song in one moment doesn't mean nothing. Yeah, she might have got the best
there was a...
No, I'm saying she might have got a best from on a song or two, but overall, she's not a better rapper than him. Rap wise, are you crazy? Bar for bar, have you heard that fucking? What's that shit?
Not
called?
Bar for bar.
No, yeah, but what's the song?
West,
the freebo drop.
Calm down, you bugging.
The number shit.
No, yeah, said bar for bar.
Numerology. Wait, have you ever heard the numerology shit? Have you heard numerology?
From
From Papoose.
Nah.
What he's doing, what he's done with numbers.
Alphabetical Slaughter was fucked.
Okay. This is just like that.
Numerical Slaughter.
That's what I'm saying. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, hold on.
That's fine.
Yeah, hold on.
Freestyles, he's losing.
Who cares about freestyles?
Wait, hold on. We're going to play.
Hold on. This is Ghostface. This is Ghostface. No, that's crazy to say that Remy's a better MC than Pap. You said he's better.
I retract that because I forgot about Papoose. You had to remind me. I give you that.
If Pun was still living here, then I could see Remy.
Alright, hold on. I had to take this intermission, even though this is Ghostface right now. We're gonna talk about this because I want you to hear this Papoose since you say you never heard it. This is numerical slaughter.
Wait. Before you start that, let me just add a little thing in. It's about Tupac and Biggie. If they were still alive today, do you guys think that they would still have or garner the same audience they had, like a bigger fan base than they had if they were alive?
Yeah, because
let me explain.
You're saying would their fan base
like,
be
if
big?
They were alive?
Yeah.
Do you think they would turn out like Snoop Dogg, Eminem, trying to find his flow, trying to be with the young kids, or do you think it would like change the entire thing?
Wait,
about, still
wait hold on. When you said that, are you talking about Snoop or M? Because M is never M never changed his flow to try to fit in with the generation.
No, I disagree.
He's been dissing them by still using their flow. Still sitting there changing and using their flow.
But didn't you get it? That was the point. He was showing that anybody could do this flow. That wasn't him trying to fit in. He was the whole point of that. No, he doesn't. The whole point was he was saying, listen, anybody could rhyme like this. That's a song him and Royce did where they both was rapping like that. You heard the song, right? Him and Royce.
The point was, anybody can rap about abusing a woman or talking shit about their mom or their parents that did them wrong. Get over it, bitch. You're 40 something. Get over it. Don't hate on the new generation. Yo,
Listen, do you know how well?
Because I got some input on stuff.
Do you know how well the last M album did great? Because he don't need a generation. His fan base is always gonna support him. So why do you make it seem like he needs to fit in? You think Eminem's trying to get
Because he wasn't on it doing no trap music. And even when you listen to it still, yes, it's okay.
Okay, but when
you're
did
not
he ever
sit there and
give me an example
like that.
of
That's
him.
Not something
no,
you can
tell me why
to.
You think M is trying to fit in. You think he's trying to fit in with the Lil Pump crowd by rhyming crazy bars?
First of all, should we pull up his rap? And on top of that,
how would he fit in by spitting bars when this generation is not about bars?
Yes, they are. This is about bars.
They're on the same level.
Who?
He's not trying to fit in with generation. He said, this guy right here, he's one of the only people that I fuck with. That's what he said. He said, I like
Joyner Lucas. Joyner Lucas. I like
but he's a minority.
Worcester.
Yeah, he's from Lawrence.
Worcester.
He's from Lawrence, actually.
Worcester. What?
But listen.
Proof.
I'll show you in a minute. He's not from Worcester.
Yes, he is. Well,
terminology.
Yes, he is.
And
I don't even really like him that much anymore.
Listen,
but yes.
The whole point is, it doesn't matter. He's not trying to fit in because if he was trying to fit in, then he would dumb down the lyrics and try to do some singing shit. You're saying the generation. You said this generation is about bars just because Jordan Lucas. He's a minority.
You're a writer.
Listen,
you should know.
Jordan Lucas is a minority. In this
you're right,
generation.
Right. You're a lyricist.
Well, wait, listen. Who else is lyrical?
Oh
give me 10.
This is an
example. No, I want 10.
Ten lyricists
from this generation. Because you give me
from
one means
this
nothing.
This generation?
Yes, that's what we just talked about. That's why you said Joyner, right? Because we're talking about this generation.
Don't say J. Cole.
Who?
Don't say J. Cole and don't say no fucking Drake.
I do like Jay. But, shut up because one, Drake kills everyone.
But he doesn't write.
And I don't
so
even like him. Hold up. I don't like him. But whoever his ghostwriter is be killing people.
Cool. So we'll talk to the Ghost Rider.
The Ghost Rider is the shit then.
We'll talk to the Ghost
Rider. But other than that, I don't know any lyrics from this generation because I don't fucking listen to people. All right,
so you're contradicting yourself because I just said this generation is not about bars and you say yes they are, Jordan Lucas. So what about who else?
Him.
So just him? He's the generation?
All right, fucking him. What's that dude?
Come on, please.
Hold on. I got you.
Matter of fact, just give me 5 because you obviously ain't going to make 10. So give me 4 more that are from this generation. Bars.
And they can't be battle rappers?
No, we're talking about making albums and shit. Battle rap is another conversation. We can do top 5. That's separate. Somebody has an album out. We can go get the album right now on this crazy bars. let's hear that.
I don't know about that one, but NBA Youngboy has one song that I know about.
No.
He has one song that you know about?
No.
You said he has one song that you know about.
Hold on.
That's your argument?
First of all, how are you sitting here saying no? You said give you 5.
Yeah.
But
you said he has one song.
Alright, but he has a couple songs that I heard, and I only feel one. I'm not like okay, I so heard some of them. I like the lyrics, but I don't like the chorus.
Alright,
so what is that a problem? You could do the same with Eminem because he doesn't.
Wait,
have
are you saying his lyrics?
Are you saying
well, no, nobody's talking about hooks. Is he a good lyricist? If you think so, then name him.
Some of them, Slime Boy. Was
is
good.
A yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
NBA Youngboy. Okay, the Slime Boy was great.
So go ahead.
Okay, Joyner Lucas.
You already said that. I said give me 4 more after him.
Okay, but he's still a part of it. Let me see who else I have. Ludacris is still making albums, and he used to be.
No, but he's not his generation.
Yes, that is this generation. He just released an album too.
No, generation means when you first came out. If that's the case, I can say Wu Tang's this generation because they still make albums.
So then, fucking Biggie would be a part of my generation.
No, he's not.
Why? Because he died on my birthday or something?
No, because
like when I was born afterwards. Like that still doesn't make sense.
I think you don't understand what generation means.
He's still part of my generation.
No, he's not.
Okay, if you're telling me that the generation. How old are you?
I didn't say your generation. I said this generation.
This generation is a part of 30s and up for certain people.
No,
yes,
not,
it
not talking
is.
About for us. This generation, meaning who's the youth of this generation? That's what that means.
Let me get this list up.
Yes.
Joey Badass.
There you go.
Joey Badass.
Yes. Joey Badass is one of the best of this generation.
Let me see.
Yes. Never heard of him.
Wow. You never heard of Joey Badass?
And you talking about some NBA young boy. What? Write that right down.
First of all,
you'll like it. You'll like it.
You can't sit there and do that because we were born 2 separate.
Wait. Times. I was born in 90.
You guys are together. You guys are only 2 years
92.
Apart.
I'm 92. 92.
It doesn't mean that somebody's going to listen to and hear the same stuff he heard.
No,
but you can't use an age.
What does that got to do with NBA Youngboy?
So I was not listening to the same stuff you were.
Okay,
and when I found out about
listen,
other stuff, NBA Youngboy has some good stuff. And I can spit some
are you
stuff
what you're saying?
He
Joey Badass is this generation. What's that got to do with you growing up in the church? He's now.
I don't know who that is because
okay,
I don't watch
so we're telling
them
you to put
anymore.
Your. So we're saying put
I don't
putting
watch
you on.
None of them.
We're trying to put you on. You asking a question, he's answering it, but you're saying
about who? Who's the greatest lyricist of this generation?
No.
You asked me who's 5 great great lyricists of this generation.
Yes. He's saying,
so you're saying he answered it.
Yes.
Joey Badass is. Let me put one on and let's see.
Yes,
Christ.
Not
conscious.
Now. Don't forget we're recording.
But what about the other? I'm trying to find the other dude because I actually do like him.
We got another.
Not his name, but he's
Mac
like
Mac Miller.
Huh?
Mac Miller.
Nah, like I used to like him.
No, his latest stuff was even better than yours.
I used to. Like
he got
him.
Deeper.
It just
he did. He was going through it. He was going through some shit. Yeah, he was going through some shit.
But it's funny though, like looking back at it, like when I was listening to it in real time, I wasn't paying that much.
Nobody was.
He's
nobody,
going
nobody
through realized stuff
that
he put
through.
Himself into.
That's what all of
you
us
people
go
don't fucking get it. No, some
and
people
what the
don't
fuck,
put themselves
go again.
In.
What the fuck is you people? the fuck
oh
is you people?
Oh my god, the people that don't understand.
Okay,
it?
Who's that?
The ones that don't understand, what the fuck are you making
but
this
why are you
weird
saying you,
like?
But you're saying you people when there's only
like the
two,
people that don't
only
understand.
Two people at this table.
Oh, that's what I just said was. No one's making
so
it weird.
So then you're saying those people.
The people that implies the people at the table. Are you saying like?
You say you. Do you know? Did you know him or some shit? That I don't know about this? Did you meet him? Oh, you don't know. No, I thought he was a happy guy. Nobody knew he was going through anything until he died.
I won't say anything. But
so you don't know what person's going through. You don't know until sometimes they might tell you.
I won't get it.
But sometimes they don't tell you.
I got it.
So you're kind of like making light of it, saying that you don't think he was really going through nothing.
Who?
Mac Miller. You're saying that he wasn't going through nothing.
I said anything like that. Can you relax?
As long as you choose your words, because don't forget, everything's all recorded. So
I know.
If you said the wrong thing, trust me, go back and hear what you said. Because
we're not losing this episode.
No, you're not getting.
I got the backup sync on this.
Like, you're not getting what I'm saying at all. Mac Miller.
Yep.
And certain people put themselves in those kind of predicaments.
Currency.
Okay, wait. What predicament? Tell me what the predicament is. If you're going to talk about it, I just want to know what you're saying.
If you're going to take the pills and shit, mm-hmm. you put yourself on that.
Okay.
You're weak-minded. You wanted to do that.
So what is that?
Fine.
Saying that means his music's not valid. He just said that.
Oh my God, nobody said it wasn't valid.
He just brought up.
It's good, so but it's not as good as a lyricist.
Wait.
He was a lyricist.
I would listen to that like I would listen to a Born Hill.
No, listen.
I would not listen to it like I. You're asking me.
Stop. Man, how many times I gotta tell you? There's other people in this house.
All right. You're asking me.
Do I have to put you outside and talk to the window?
No.
There's people in the house. Stop hollering like that.
All right. You're asking me. I would not listen to his shit, Mac Miller. Like a fucking Warren Hill.
Okay, but listen.
Hold on, real quick.
You guys are listen.
What you're not paying no mind to is that everybody has their own opinion. So I can say, listen. When you said you like XXX, I didn't say fuck you, you're whack. I said no, that's not for me. So I'm saying I like Mac Miller. But you said, how you going? I ain't listening to Lauryn Hill. How the fuck did you put him in the category with Lauryn Hill?
Because I told you I like him. I listen to his shit. So how is he in the category with Lauryn Hill? Because I'm telling you the difference.
I figured it out.
I'm going to let him talk. You kept cutting him off.
All right. So you like the Scarface, right? Mm-hmm. So you telling me you like, so you were like, you know, Goody Mob, right?
That's not what you know.
You like Outkast though, right?
Yes.
All right, you like Outkast. You like Lauryn Hill, right? Mm-hmm. So you're telling me from the sounds you say you like, yours is real content, feeling driven. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not. It doesn't have to be punchline.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the thing. Everybody.
That's what I'm saying, Wes. Why can't you just calm down?
So I'm gonna name somebody else from this generation then that fits into that hemoglobin or whatever. Is that a word?
Because judging what you just said,
what is
Mac Miller's shit would fit in that category.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I'm saying.
So this is it. Alright, so look, I got Joey Badass doesn't fit in that category.
Nope.
Alright, so I'm gonna start it off like this then. Mac Miller.
Definitely.
Big Crit.
Yep.
Who is
Big Crit? You need Big Crit in your life. Yeah. If you love Scarface, you love UGK.
Okay.
Pimp C.
UGK.
They fit in like that.
Yeah, Bumby and
Pimp C.
What's his name? Yes. Okay. And he died.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
do. That fits.
Shut up. I love him. That fits.
That fits all in that Freddie Gibbs.
I gotta look him up.
Freddie Gibbs.
I probably would know him if I see him. I can't know names like that. I'll be fucked up now.
And I got one more. Since you like Lauryn Hill, Rhapsody.
Yeah.
You must have Rhapsody?
I listened to them a couple times. I know a couple. There's a few songs, but I don't really know him like that.
Boy, Rhapsody's a woman.
I don't know him like that.
You said I listened to them. Like it was a group or some shit.
Well,
so you don't know what Rhapsody is for real? No, I'm saying you don't know what Rhapsody is for real?
Yes, it was on BET. Calm down.
People still watch BET?
No, I love
no shit.
I was fucking younger than you. Alright.
So Rhapsody.
92, I was growing up and watching the shit on BET. All that shit came out. You thinking about Bahamut? You know Rhapsody is new.
She's this generation. She's not from the 90s. She wasn't on BET in the 90s.
Like I just said, I learned.
She was watching BET with you.
Let me explain. I learned late, and then after. after I seen how it was going, I did not want to associate with it. I stopped listening to all that. I don't even look up the new shit. Hey,
that's
just relax.
Okay, all right.
I just got back on the shit. I found out about some ex, and y'all hating on him too.
See, hating on him.
We about to open up a new world.
I'm on the same shit too. Ex opened up a new world too for people that feel like me. He's the same way as I am. So if you I listen to him.
I just don't like the music.
I do.
I can't get back to his voice.
But I'll listen to his music all day. I'll listen to it all day. Even when I'm in the shower. Straight up. So this is two different generations. You don't have to sit here and bash.
But he's not even really your generation because
X
is 20 years old.
Oh my God.
He's 10 years old.
That's
younger.
That's still the millennials. Yeah, oh my God!
You should be a couple more. You should be a little bit ahead
Look
of that.
Millennials. The millennials.
I mean, like I said, 2 years apart.
Put it this way, you're closer to 30 than you are 20.
Mm-hmm.
It to me, the way I look at it, like a 20-year-old now is completely different when I was 20.
Yeah.
You go through
what a 20-year-old is going through, and what you're going through. Y'all might not relate mind-wise.
No.
Because they haven't been there yet.
Or I've been through what he's been through.
Yeah, unless you haven't.
On it, yeah, I can relate. So stop sitting here judging people when you don't know.
Nobody's judging nobody. That's your problem. You're one of those people that, as soon as somebody doesn't agree with you,
you're
either hating or judging.
I'm not.
How about we just don't agree? There's such a thing, you know.
That's what I tried to do. I'm not sitting here hating on your opinion.
She's more humble than the last girl that.
Oh, right. He's trying to force his opinion.
No, not her.
Relaxed.
No, I'm talking about eating.
You speak?
I'm talking about speaking.
Okay, but put it this way. That was a real complicated way of saying I never heard rap shit. That's all you had to say.
I did, because
you spent 15 minutes and you saying a bunch of random shit, and all he asked you was, "Have you heard of Rhapsody?" And you said some '90s. You took us on a time.
I did. I heard a lot of fucking songs from the '90s, eighties, everything. I just cannot fucking. I can't see their faces.
I keep telling you, Rhapsody is not from the '90s. From this generation,
even from your generation, I still don't know because I don't watch anything.
You don't have to watch it.
So just say I never heard it,
except for X.
Okay, so just say I never heard it.
And a couple other artists.
So
Loaded Lux, like I said, lyricist, straight up.
So just say I never heard it.
Nothing you can say.
Just say
no,
I never heard it.
No, I have because it's been on. It's been played. Either a group from the '80s or the '90s was called Rhapsody. Or a song.
You thinking about Bohemian Rhapsody?
Or a song.
Yeah,
maybe it's that.
No, hold on.
Because maybe I never heard of the group called Rhapsody. That's what I'm saying.
It's not a group, though. It's not a group. It's a female. It's one female.
And maybe I never heard of her.
Yes.
Except for the actual original shit that I heard of her back then.
You heard of Jean Grey?
A long time ago. On to stuff like that. Don't sit here and.
So now it's two different generations.
I can list a whole bunch of people that you probably would never fucking know in your life.
I know.
You'd be sitting there.
You might be surprised.
Jedi.
I know your ex shit, and I don't like it, but I know it.
Who?
X. You keep talking about X. I know his shit, and I don't like it.
Don't Young assume. Jinsu.
What?
Young Jinsu.
Jinsu. Definitely not.
I've been following him since I was like what. Two different generations, like I fucking said. I'm not gonna know every single artist from your time.
Wait, you know what's crazy?
I'm not gonna know every single artist from my time. You know, I follow underground.
Hold on.
I don't know what you follow.
I'm gonna blow your mind real quick. I said those exact same words to you when you walked in the door. Hmm? I said the same shit to you when you walked in the door. Now you
tell
me.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You came in here saying crazy shit, right? What did I say to you first? I go, it's two different generations. You'll probably learn some shit. Listen to our podcast.
I will.
You came here and now you're telling me it's two different generations. You're repeating my words to me that I already said to you.
But you're
I'm
still
quite aware
about
that's
it.
Two different generations.
But you're still arguing about it.
Yes, because you're saying shit.
I'm trying to understand.
You're putting words in people's mouths.
I wanted you to tell me something that would hit you. Like when I listen to Ghetto Boys, I can fucking quote. I can sit there and sing the whole fucking song,
but
and the whole
what?
Thing
listen,
registers with
listen,
me.
This is what.
And you're telling.
Listen, this is what.
No,
what
no,
we
no.
Do.
I didn't finish.
No, this is what we do.
You told
me
that I would didn't understand. When he spit that shit.
I didn't say you won't understand. I said you won't feel it the same.
I feel it.
But you didn't feel the same. You never even heard the song.
I wouldn't feel the same as that person.
That's all I was saying.
That went through it.
You're wasting time by repeating shit I already said to you.
Yo, what do you mean, yo? I can tell you situations that are similar.
Yep.
I feel the same way.
Okay.
You can't sit here and judge someone and say, oh, well, you're not going to get it. You're not going to feel this way. You're not going to feel that way because you weren't this artist when I just told you.
You clearly
some people do go through that.
You clearly abuse.
The same shit.
You abuse the word judge all the time. I don't think you know what it means to judge people. Because as soon as I say something, you're going to be judging.
What you want to tell me?
There's nothing to tell you. We're supposed to be talking about Ghostface. You got on some other shit.
All right,
we're
not talking about.
Let me bring this up about the Scarface thing again. One more time. Like, you know how you were saying.
I'm going to say another word so we get back on topic because we're way off topic.
Like I was saying about the Scarface thing. You know, like how you were saying how M be saying all that crazy shit? Right? Scarface is the king of that shit.
Hell yeah.
This
is some Scarface shit you must not have heard.
Have you ever heard, what's that joint? Well, you ever heard that song, I'm Dead?
No.
Yeah, well, he plays as if he actually died and all that, and his soul is rising and shit.
And he's seeing
Starface?
Shit.
Starface?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's seeing shit?
Yeah, and he's going through walls and all that.
Some of the same shit that you dissed him for, other people have done.
He got a song about...
This the guy,
Yeah,
he got Starface.
He got a song
Dead
about...
Boy.
Okay, so hold on.
He got a voice.
There's the commercial Scarface and there's the album.
Yeah.
Shit. The Scarface is way.
Scarface
out
be on
there.
Some shit. He got Scarface, by the way, Scarface, for the record, Scarface is a crazy horror movie fan. He's made it known.
Yeah.
That's where some of that craziness comes from.
Yeah. Or the song where Scarface talking about trying to kill himself in the Psycho War. Mm-mm. Or like, what's the other joint Scarface had? Yeah. I never seen a man die, so I seen a man cry.
That's my
Scarface.
Shit.
That.
That's my shit.
Hell yeah. Scarface.
There's always been a dark side of shit.
For the record, Scarface raps about death in the best. He make death sound good.
He definitely raps about death a lot.
I'm not talking about
but
the
what
fix.
What about,
huh? I'm not talking about the fix, Scarface. I'm talking about everything before that.
The fix, man.
Fix is the most overrated
reach.
Album.
Yeah, that was a reach right there.
That's like Scarface on a diet. That ain't...
Yeah, he was trying... I get where he was going with it, but it's like... We didn't want that shit.
Nah.
When I guarantee, you play fucking Ghetto Boy shit, I'll rap the whole shit.
Depends on the song, because he just named a bunch of shit you didn't know.
What about...
He just named some
fucking
shit.
Fucking mind playing tricks and you...
We all know
best.
That song.
I love that
okay,
fucking
but we all
shit.
Know that.
That was the first
song
that
yesterday.
I ever discovered them. I never heard of them before, and this is what I'm trying to tell
okay.
you. I never got to...
This is what you learn it. This is what you learn.
This is what you
like
learn
that.
It, though.
And when my cousin... Hold on. When my cousin played that song for me, because I never heard nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
From the video?
Anything about writing
Wait,
or none of that shit.
Hold on. From the video?
No, I never
Wait,
seen
listen,
the video.
Wait, listen. I'm talking about with the one with the whole group on it and one with Scarface by himself.
Yeah, there's two.
Two versions of it. One Scarface is by
I
himself.
I only heard the group.
Okay, there's one where Scarface raps all the versions.
And now I'm about to fucking
no,
stay
yeah,
up all night.
There's,
but,
there's three
what
versions.
What I'm telling
is
you is, hold
yeah.
up, hold up. Hold up, Wes.
Mm.
Because.
Yeah, what are you saying, please?
My cousin sat here one night. I swear. I was like, I had to be 12. And he played that song for me. The My Mind Playing Tricks on Me. That's when I found it out. That's when I found out the whole group, everything. I didn't know nothing. And I kept playing it over and over. And like, yo, Chris,
right,
you
so
stop playing it. That was my shit.
So I want
all
you,
of it.
I want you to do some homework then.
Yeah.
I want you
I
to go.
Do the
all, right, all right. So Scarface has a sequel to that song. It's called.
Hold on. Let me fucking open this stupid.
Yeah. Taking notes.
Yep. Got you. Go. All
right. Scarface, Mind Playing Tricks on 93.
93?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then there's Willie D on his album.
Mm, yeah.
He has a third version. Yeah, Willie D.
He was the other
Willie
member.
D? Or
yeah. Willie
from
D.
From the Ghetto Boys.
Yo, okay. He has his joint Mind Still Playing Tricks on.
Yeah.
It's on, the album's called, what's the album called? Say the,
Save the drama for your mama.
Yeah, said, yeah,
that's yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what the album's called. Yeah. And he's banging somebody's mom on the cover.
Yeah, Willie D.
Then he got that song. Remember that song he did, I Wanna Fuck Your Mama?
Yeah. He was wild.
He was like, she's 65, still going to middle.
Willie D been wild.
He said, oh, she always taking my side when we fight.
if you go back, he's been wilding like that.
Yeah, but then when you see him actually talk, he's doing really intelligent.
He's
out there dope.
He surprises you once you start hearing him talk about some other shit. Okay. All right, you about something.
Word. Oh, then for the record, since it fits in with my playing tricks on me, Bushwick Bill, Everclear.
I know.
You heard that song, Everclear? That's the how that song came to be.
He went through some stuff.
Yeah, that's crazy though. The whole shit with the whole story is kind of crazy, but.
You ever seen when Willie D talked about him and Bushwick used to box each other?
I don't think I heard that one, but all his stories is crazy because Willie D is one of them storytellers. Like he said a bunch. Like he has a book, right?
Willie D.
Yeah. I ain't hear it. What you looking for? So that was a quick detour.
Yeah, you know, that's how I go in the park.
Yeah, that's happened a thousand times with us. That's natural. Mm-hmm. It's natural. So somehow we get back onto the main road, which somehow we got distracted from detoured.
You went from Ghostface to Scarface.
Yeah, I ain't gonna name no names. But so back onto Ghostface, Supreme Clientele.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the best album?
The best Ghostface album? Me personally, I prefer Iron Man over Supreme Clientele. Because
I'm the same way, but not by a lot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if I have to really pick, and I'm forced to choose one.
Mm-hmm.
I decide Iron Man most of the time because depending on my mood. But usually it's Iron Man because it's just the overall sound of the album is better to me.
Right. So.
I just like the songs better.
And then the Wu still collected.
Yeah, that was definitely a Wu-Tang album. That was still when like the solo albums felt like group albums.
Yeah.
Like everybody participating. It just makes you wonder like why ODB was fucking up so bad. Like why ODB
He's never on
he
missed,
yeah, he
Yo,
missed
I just noticed
moments.
That. He ain't on Takao. He ain't on.
I would have liked to hear him on all those albums.
He's the only one he's on is just but he don't really count though.
Yeah, he's on
like
the
barely.
Yeah, barely. And I want he's on Bobby Digital.
That don't count though, because that's
his first round. I mean, well, RZA's first solo, so it's kind of that era.
But
he should have been on all the classic. And I was wondering why he's not. I mean, even in Cuban Links, he's in the book. Yeah, like he's in the book.
But I couldn't see Ghost.
Not in the picture, but he's on that one.
Oh yeah,
Mep's not in the picture, but he's on that album. Dirty's in the picture, but he's not on there, nowhere to be found. I remember arguing with somebody one day telling me that ODB was the guy singing on the end. I was like, that's not Old Dirty.
Nah.
I was like, that's not Old Dirty at all.
Nah. I mean, like ODB, I don't think he would have fit on Cuban Links anyway, though.
He could have been on a posse cover. He could have been on Guillotine or something. Where everybody was just going in and doing a verse.
Yeah.
Like, he could have finished. I think we could have made him work like something. Just to say the whole clan is one. You know what I mean?
I could have definitely seen him on Takao.
Yeah, for sure.
Yo, let's say this in a completely different world. A Bring the Pain remix with ODB on it.
That at that time they were the only two with albums on.
Yeah,
they were the two solo stars with deals.
Word.
I mean, shit, Meth. It is weird because Meth is all over everybody now. Word. The opposite with Meth. Meth was on everybody's
every single album. Even like, on Master Killer when he came out.
Yeah, Meth is on everything. Mm-hmm.
Like speaking of that.
Team player.
Speaking of that, quick recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Master Killer, Loyalty is Royalty. Like, I let that whole album bump last week when I was doing laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Join us, top to bottom.
No. Yeah, it came and went so fast because... Yeah,
it got overshadowed by the Wu-Tang.
The Saga team.
Yeah.
It was like 2 weeks apart or some shit.
Yeah, but low key, Master Killer been holding down for besides Ray.
Yeah, his catalog is good. Yeah, he has. I would say 3 out of 4 albums are good.
Yeah.
And especially No Set Date.
That's one album where I'm like,
because it sounds like, to me at that time, he had the most Wu-Sang album. Like at that time when he dropped.
I didn't get to hear it in real time. That's the thing, because I heard it a year after it came out.
Because during that time, all you really had in the spotlight was Ghost and Ray, who dropped.
Right.
We got was Pretty Tony and Takao Zero. Mm-hmm. So at that time, that's that was the most Wu-Sang shit coming out. You know what I mean?
I can see that, but. Like, me hearing it after that, like, a year later, because I heard Fish Scale first.
Mm.
Then it was, No Set Date. Then it was the Grandmaster album. The Jizzle Mugs. Yeah, the album's forgotten, bro.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the album isn't even on streams.
It's a concept album that nobody even realizes is a concept album.
Yeah, about chess.
Yeah, like, you don't even realize, really, what's
going on. That's what got me in the chess, was that
the
album.
The songs and shit, it's like, yo.
Yeah. Like.
And then there's the remix album of the whole album remix.
I forgot all about that, yo.
Yeah, the whole album
Taking remix. It Back, yo. That was, like, when I first stumbled upon the underground scene. You know what I mean?
I was wondering when that shit first came out, because I was like, yo, this is hard. Plus, I remember, like,
he was doing RZA beats better than RZA.
I remember I had the artwork on the back. It's like Liquid Swords.
Yeah, it's hell yeah.
So I was like, oh shit, it's like, this is like Liquid Swords again.
Queen's Gambit.
Same, I think it's the same one as the Pro Tools, right? Pro Tools got the chest shit on the back too. I think
Pro Tools. It's been a minute.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think Pro Tools got the chest artwork, the cartoon shit in it too, like Liquid Swords. I'm not 100% sure on it though. But see, his catalog is crazy. So, all right. So after that, we got Bulletproof, right? Bulletproof Wallets.
Oh, hell yeah.
Which is a victim of sample bullshit.
And we got 3 more minutes on this one, so we're going
to
start it up on the next segment.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, any recommendations? And
close? I would say recommend any other thing in the Ghost catalog that you haven't heard, because going back and seeing this 14 album.
Even the Hidden Chambers joint.
Oh, yeah, Hidden Chambers, which is, there's 3 of them.
I want to listen to X.
There's 3 of them.
We're putting that on. We're not going to sit here and just listen to old school too.
No, this is new.
I want to listen.
I don't know what you're talking about. We're recording a podcast. You're not just playing random music. Listen to them. We're recording something here. So what the fuck is you talking about? We ain't just going to put on songs you feel like hearing. This is not the request station. This is a podcast.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? You said we're going to listen to X. No, the fuck we ain't.
Who are we playing?
We're recording a podcast. That's what we're playing. We're playing us.
Playing music.
No, not
you. Know what a podcast is?
Yes, but I thought y'all was saying playing a music video.
I'm gonna second that.
Hey, that's some new shit.
Yeah.
Shit, I might start smoking again.
I ain't confront. I like the pen shit.
No, oh, yeah.
It's the convenience of it. Yeah. Just get irritated with that rolling and picking up season.
Yeah. Imagine if you had an apartment back in the day, you had a vape pen. You'd be straight. You ain't got way low.
I'm supposed to be like on the low, trying to hide this shit.
Yeah, putting the towel at the door.
Yeah, pulling out the windows and shit.
Nah, remember next Friday with the vacuum and
shit? Oh, shit, yeah. That's hilarious, because I remember seeing somebody try that before. And I was like, yo, that's
that crazy. Don't work. Yeah. It don't make sense. Like, yeah, because it's just sucking the air. Hey. What's the odor go? It's just the physical.
Right, you're taking the smoke.
Yeah, that's it. Or the other thing, when you get a roll or whatever, you put the dryer sheets in there, and then you blow the smoke through that. I'm like, come on, that would smell like herb and snuggle.
I'm gonna give my last recommendation would be the ones that I think got overlooked, like the 12 Reasons to Die, the brown tape version. Wild Brown one's crazy.
Oh yeah, that story is crazy.
Yeah, it was. And 36 Seasons.
Oh, the one with AZ in them on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that one was real dope.
Yeah. That one got slept on. Mm-hmm. And that Lost Tapes with the bronze version though.
Oh yeah. The
bronze version.
It's sad, yo, I already forgot about that. Yeah. But it was dope though.
Fuck, that M80 version, but the bronze version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was like our original
Ghostface recommendations right there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up on that note.
Word. Shouts out to Barry Blast.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.